Let's talk about chemotherapy in a patient who has an ER-positive tumor. As you mentioned, there's a lot of controversy about how much chemo really helps. And one thing that's come along has been the Oncotype DX assay, which is used in patients with node-negative ER-positive tumors. Can you kind of talk a little bit about the background of that and sort of how you incorporate it into your practice?
Yeah, so the Oncotype DX test, which is performed by Genomic Health, extracts RNA from the tumors, and it's paraffin-embedded tumors. So it's wonderful in that it's not fresh frozen. It's very versatile. Patients can come to us and we can send their slides to Genomic Health for the analysis. And I think the analysis generates a recurrence score that helps us stratify women who are in the low, intermediate, or high-risk groups. And what they did to validate this assay was to look at women who had participated in an SABP trial to see how they did with various treatments, hormonal therapy with or without chemotherapy. And what they clearly showed was women who were in the low-risk group really did not derive much benefit from chemotherapy. It's a little less clear for the intermediate-risk group, and it's always hard when you get an intermediate-risk recurrence score and how to advise patients. But for women in the high-risk group, it's obvious that chemotherapy does add. And I think in some ways the Oncotype DX is hopefully the future for how we will make decisions going forward for women with breast cancer.